The 40-acre plot of ACPS sure looks a lot better than the groves we passed coming in to see this.
Yes, sir. The APS groves are looking really good. We're hammering it, you know, with all the insecticides that we can. We're spraying the thing about, you know, 15 times a year, double down and around the flushes, and then using imidacloprid, and pretty pleased with how it's looking.
Are they HLB infected, those trees?
Right now we're at about 1.5% infection, and so that's, you know, that's an acceptable rate. We can live with that.
And your surrounding groves are much higher than that. 90%, 100%?
Yeah, the surrounding groves, we're at 100% infection all around.
So you think the steps you've made, those trees have been here 3 years, that's keeping the HLB out of those young trees?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, we're just doing the best we can. You know, how long, you know, is it going to last? I don't know. But I think the APS is the way to go because we're going to get a quicker return on investment, higher density plantings. I don't think it's the only answer. I don't think it's the answer for greening disease. I think we got to have an entire program approach. You know, we not only need the high density planting, the advanced production system, but we also need more insecticides. I'm real excited about the two products that are coming down the pike. I guess DuPont's got one and Dow's got one. They're looking pretty promising. I'm just hoping that they'll be in a price range that we can afford as growers, and so that's exciting. And also these new rootstocks that Fred Gemitter and Jude Grosser are working on. Those are really exciting because we need resistant rootstocks. We need more chemicals to control the psyllids. That's the short term, you know, and then we need, the advanced production system. It's all part of it.
The fruit on these trees looked very good size compared to a lot of small size around the industry this year, right?
Yeah, we're pleased with that. That's in direct relation with the amount of greening disease, you know.
How about your fruit drop? Have you had much fruit drop in that block?
Not in that block. In that block, we're in real good shape on the fruit drop. I think it's, also we're slow feeding it through the entire year. And I think that's an important component of the advanced production system as well. You know, slow feeding your tree through the entire year. And I think even with, a highly infected greening block, when you slow feed it, you're giving the tree just a little doses, every week. Then, because when you've got a greening tree, our root systems are much smaller, and so we've got to be able to feed those. Some of the trees don't have the storage capacity anymore like they used to, and so I think you got to slow feed them through the year.
You have done 40 acres here. You've had for 3 years now, I believe. Are you happy enough or confident enough to expand? I know you all got a lot of citrus acreage.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we just have another high density block planted at Lake Wells. We just planted 10 acres out, and in that block, it's all 897 rootstock, which is a dwarfing rootstock. It's a flying dragon times a Cleo mandarin. Very productive, throws a lot of fruit on the tree. But we're planting that at 8x15.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.